Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is Grover Weaver speaking. We say good morning to you as we greet you from the city of Fort Worth, Texas, as we do each and every Mondays and Thursdays at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time. We speak to you live from our perch here and greet the nation. Our heart this morning, as well as our mind, is focused on the tragedy that has happened in Japan. We have been glued to the TV and totally fascinated with the images that we have seen. It had images that is hard to describe in a realistic context. We know it's real, but you see the water, this 23 feet of water moving upon the earth, and it's like the earth is moving, and it is, the earth is turning over and the dirt is moving, but that is water and debris upon it. When you look at the harbors and see the water bringing the big yachts, it looked like some kind of play toy that my children would fill their bathtub with as they took their daily bath. It is totally fascinating. And one started asking why and what you make of it. And we have no answer ourselves other than we know that God is on the throne. And this is affecting our lives in many ways. We have on past broadcasts, we have talked about the rise in costs of food and gas. And it is going to contribute more as this take effect in the marketplace. Now, it is Japan won't need as much oil, so it won't play a demand up on it per se. But the thing that we got to watch for, and we talked about these vultures before, these speculators on Wall Street, who will take this here crisis, and I told you they always look for a crisis. They always look for a crisis. And they take it and they make money from it. They take these crises and achieve their objectives, and it is designed to enrich them and take from the people. So that will happen just as surely as the sun will rise in the east. Excuse me. As it will rise in the east and sits in the west. We have that to be sure of. And I look at it, being a minister, you cannot look at things like this and think that some kind of way, and everyone who know anything about the Bible, the Holy Scriptures, they say, and even being untrained to learn in it, we believe that we're living in the last days. And there is, and there are, these earthquakes. There are earthquakes in the Bible. There There are maybe one, two, three, about five recordings of major earthquakes that's recorded in Revelation. And I looked at the Daily Rundown and these talk news channel on MSNBC, and they had a gentleman on there talking about how it is possible that this type of thing can happen in the United States. Perhaps the U.S. is next. And my mind got to wondering, and if you stop and think, it perhaps will cause your mind to wonder. You hear the preacher, you hear the speaker, you hear the prophet that prophesy about end time things, things that will happen in the last days. Well, I've always wondered, where is the United States? Where is the good old U of S? Because the battle that we talk about, Armageddon, and the last battle that's going to be fought between good and evil does not happen on this continent. It happened in the Middle East. So you and the United States has no reference, no vague reference to the U.S. at all. And you're left to wonder, where is the U.S.? And when you see how earthquakes and natural disasters can be so devastating, you know that anything can happen. And I heard the preacher say Lord's Day, just yesterday, that God uses things to bring us home. And death is a way that we translate, way our body takes on this here robe of mortality and changes for one and bring us into the presence of God. See, and sometimes it's, he died, he had an accident, he suffered for lack of food, he went without. But the poor man and the rich man, the poor man opened his eyes and found himself in the arms of Abraham, gently lying in his bosom. So we know that at that moment, the best possible place to be, but moments just before, he was at the gate, at the dolls, gave service to him by licking and comforting him and taking the pus out of his old soles and stuff. And so he is now there. And the script is flipped and it's reversed, and the rich man now is doing well, and the good man who was doing bad is now truly doing good. So it is within us to stop and think. When they talked about an earthquake could possibly hit in America and shown the vulnerable spots in this country, I looked closely to see if one was near to Fort Worth. And in the middle, round up in the middle section, there is a major fault line. Of course, we know in California, but they say it could one happen in the middle. And if it happened in the middle of the United States, they were talking about a little kit that you can have and how you can test the gas that the nuclear power and that come from these power plants, and how we got 104 of them in this country, and we get 20% of our electricity from it, so it's there, and two of them have exploded in Japan, so we're looking to make sure to make sure that after it passed, with it needing water to cool, that an explosion where it would just melt down and in the air, it will pause it, your thyroids and have your appeal you need to take. Well, if you believe in those trinkets as a way of saving you, then I want you, as we close in our dissertation, I want to share with you the earthquake that first appeared in Revelation, and we'll close it out with the one that happens, the latter one. And again, like I say, nothing has changed other than America is not here. And I will warn you, the Christians have already left the scene. God has exited us, and now it is those who are left behind. It is written, John wrote in Revelation 6 and 12, I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake. And the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree cast her timely figs, when she is shaken of a mighty wind. When the earth departed as a scroll, when it rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every slave and every free man hid themselves in the den and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rock, fall upon me, hide me from the face of him that sits on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of this wrath is coming. Who shall be able to stand? John goes on to continue his writings about earthquakes in the 16th chapter. He says, and I saw three unclean spirits, and the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it is done. And there were voices and thunders and lightnings, and there were a great earthquake, such as was not since man was upon the earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nation fell. And the great Babylon came to remember before the Lord to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. And every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And man blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail. But the plague was exceedingly great. Amen.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.